Hey everybody, Scott Colbranson with Silver and Black today with a message from my friends Sam and Ash Injury Law, the ones I trust. Did you know that on average you can recover 3.5 times more in settlements using a personal injury attorney than doing it on your own? And who you hire matters. Sam and Ash have recovered over $400 million in settlements, and while no one can guarantee your results, they have the experience to maximize your settlement with the least amount of time. So give my friends a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Never miss another show. Stream us live or listen to past podcasts 24/7 at lvsportsnetwork.com. This is Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas. Live from the capital of Raider Nation, Las Vegas, Nevada, it's Silver and Black Today. Your daily dose of all things Las Vegas Raiders football. News, views, guests, and your phone calls are all part of the game plan. There's only one nation, and it listens here. Now your host, Scott Colbranson.
We roll on here on the Silver and Black Today. Powered by Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys. Visit them at samandash.com because you deserve what's right. Here on what we call, it's a state holiday here. Q, I know you're in Texas, but and folks in Texas love their state.
Jeez, do they ever. Oh, my goodness. If it's Texas, it's got to be the greatest thing ever, no matter what it is.
We know that about Texans, man.
From soda to everything.
Everything.
They have invented and they've created, and everything is the absolute best.
Well, here in Nevada, it's a state holiday. It is the Nevada Day holiday, and that is observed. Now, when I was younger and in college, Nevada Day, the great thing about Nevada Day is it's actually October 31st. So when you were, like my wife, a kid growing up in Nevada, you had Halloween off every year.
Oh, really?
It was cool, yeah. But, of course, they try to make
it. Like, for real?
For real. Let me explain to you real quickly.
Please do.
What happened was, of course, they changed it to be more convenient so that it can be the first Monday or the last Monday or the last Friday of the month observed. Last Friday, excuse me. Thank you, Bobby. But when it was Halloween, because in 1864, Nevada became a state. So it was on October 31st, 1864. And the whole reason it became a state was so that Lincoln could win re-election, so he got the electoral votes. So it kind of fits in with the election motif, even though we don't talk about politics here. But the point is, Nevada Day, I actually love the holiday. I took a Nevada history course in college, and I fell in love with the state. A really cool history. Did you know the longest telegraph transmission in the history of the world was the Nevada Constitution sent from Carson City to Washington, D.C., so that they could ratify it as a state in time for the election.
All right.
Very interesting. By the way,
I'm learning something.
Then 129 years later, on October 30th, 1993, Marcus Mariota was born. It's his birthday today, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Raider quarterback. Yes. Bobby Machado found that one for me.
Nice.
Yes.
Well,
he not only plays
good music.
That's
one more stat than he has for the season.
Yes, but he plays music for us. He keeps us on the air. He answers the phones and gets these callers on for us. But he also is just a ball of knowledge. Okay, we're going to go on the phone before we get to our predictions. West Texas Raider calling from Midland, Texas, baby. What's going on, bud?
Hey, guys. How are y'all today? Scott, first of all, my condolences to losing your buddy. Let me tell you, these days those are hard to come by. So,
yes,
lose one, man.
Appreciate that.
You know, it hurts.
Appreciate that.
My thoughts on the coming game Sunday. Yeah, I think the boys can do it. If the weather's going to be as bad as predicted, then Jacobs, Booker, they're going to have to run the ball. Bottom line. You know, the defense, hey, it is what it is. I mean, what else can I say about that? So I'm looking forward to seeing Jacobs, Booker, Waller keep it kind of close and get yards after contact, catch. And I think we could pull this one out. What do y'all think?
Yeah, no.
Absolutely.
I agree with you. I think that to run the ball, I mean, clearly that's what the Raiders like to do, period. But I think in a game like this where if it's really windy, and you talked about this earlier, Q, with the way Derek Carr passes the ball, yeah, you have to establish that run game. And that short dink-dunk offense that people like to criticize Derek Carr for, that's what you need to use today. I mean, Sunday.
Yeah.
You need to be able to get the ball out quickly, and you need to establish the run and gain yards and just keep momentum going and grind out the clock.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's so funny, man. If you look across the landscape of the NFL, you see so many quarterbacks that just look to get the ball out of their hand quickly and get it to a playmaker and let them do their thing afterwards. It's so funny whenever people talk about Derek Carr and the way that he, you know, checks down or drops it down to the running back or whatever like that. Again, always being a victim of what they see Kansas City doing. But so many teams, including, you know, the one that the Raiders just played last Sunday, Tampa Bay and, you know, and Tom Brady, they all do that. Mm-hmm. They all try to get something instead of take a loss. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I just think that however Derek Carr has to get it done, however Josh Jacobs has to get it done, and whatever John Gruden has to dial up, they just got to be creative with the play calling, but still kind of come from the same tree. You know, it has the same base, but just get creative off of that base.
Well said. And yeah, and I think that we'll get to our predictions here in a minute. We're going back out on the phone lines to my London buddy. That is, of course, Just Win Wendy. We haven't heard from her. She's up in Santa Rosa for a while. Wendy, what's going on?
Hey, you guys. How are you?
Great.
Chilling.
Good. Good. Well, I'm much happier this time of the week. I love Fridays, but the first part of the week, I got to make one comment on last Sunday, and that was, as a Raider fan for so many years, it was really, really rough seeing that other guy, TB12, on the other side smiling. And I know most Raider fans were, like, really mad that we didn't get to see him get knocked down. And that just left a bad taste for at least 2 or 3 days.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to mention him walking around Allegiant Stadium filming a video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God, I heard about that. I was so mad about that. I hope something gets changed about that. But anyway, so let's go on to this week. And I was at the Oakland Coliseum, like you were talking about, when Mayfield made his first start as a Brown, and it was so great that we beat him. You know, we love to beat rookies, like, you know, for sure. But I'm thinking this weekend is just going to be a great game. It's going to be really fun to watch. I can't wait to see what changes might happen in the defense, you know, like we're all waiting for. But the weather is not going to be freezing. They did say it's going to be like 44, but the wind is going to be blowing and it's going to be raining. But, you know, I think it'll be great. I think it'll be a good game. Oh, and nobody has mentioned the fact that it's going to be an hour earlier because we all have to set our clock back.
Yes.
So, oh, my God, those guys are going to be cold and wet, and they're going to be angry enough to really get out there and blow it up. So I'm looking for Max to have a big day and Mo to have a big day, and let's see how it goes, okay?
Yeah, Wendy, that sounds good. We'll fire up the Bloody Marys and the mimosas. We take care. It's good to hear from you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right, there's Wendy. I love Wendy.
So, Scott, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Well, that means the players get an extra hour of sleep, right?
Yes, so they fall back.
Yeah. So you're gonna, the clock's gonna roll back. Okay.
Correct.
So I'm gonna make sure I didn't mess things up.
Yeah, you get that extra hour. Whereas when we spring forward, we lose it. Yes.
We finally got. So that means we got basically 25 hours that day.
There you go. Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the difference
I've been looking
maker.
For that extra hour forever.
I know. I hate when it gets dark early, though. That's the only thing that sucks. All right. We're going back out on the line. We're going down to Whittier and Carlos. Carlos, you're on Silver and Black today with Q and Scott here on Raider Nation Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Chilling.
So, you know, I'm thinking it's going to be one of those, you know, close games. I'm thinking 28-21, maybe Raiders. I wanted to point out something that I haven't heard anybody really talk about was, you know, one of the biggest knocks on Carr is that he doesn't play very well in cold weather. If you guys take it back to last year versus the Jets, we're on a roll, and then once he hit that cold game, he was a completely different guy. So, you know, hopefully he could pull it out this time, but I'm worried, man. I'm worried that he's going to get in that funk you know, he's going to feel the cold. I don't know if it's going to be raining or not. So I just wanted to, you know, see what you guys think about that.
Yeah, Carlos, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you very much. Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about it a little bit earlier, and I think that this is a great opportunity for Derek Carr. People want to focus on the negative that he doesn't play well in the cold, people will point out, well, that's below this temperature. It's still cold. It's cold, period, and it is going to rain, Carlos. As far as the forecast goes, it should be raining. We don't know how heavy it's going to rain, but they're expecting rain most of the day there. There's some spots where it's going to stop, but game time. It should be raining. Here's the deal. He's got another great opportunity to kind of silence those doubters and critics that use that as reasons why he's not a quote-unquote elite quarterback. So he can go out there, Q. If he does well under those conditions and leads the Raiders to a nice win on the road, then you can check that box.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny because we kind of started the show talking about that because me and Scott had both talked about that the day before and caught a little bit of criticism, like we were trying to bring up some bad stats or bring up some bad juju on Derek Carr and kind of throw shade at him, when in all reality, it's just a fact that he hasn't performed very well in the cold, like was just pointed out on the great call that we just had. So it's just one of those things. If you want people to stop talking about certain factors or certain things, you check them off your list and you go and you overcome them, like he overcame the issue of playing in Kansas City, comes out with a W. Can't really say that he can't go into Kansas City and win because he showed that he could.
That's right. And by the way, you go back in the history of the NFL, some really great quarterback, including Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Even though he played in college in the cold, Dan Marino didn't do good in the cold weather as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
No, that's
okay.
True.
So you have guys who've gone through. It's not an indictment against Derek Carr. It just is what it is. And raising that as a point on this game is relevant because it is relevant. But Q, when we look at this game, we're going to go through some predictions now. I want to hear what you think. And we don't usually do scores, but I want to hear a score today. I want you to tell me what you think this game will end up being for the Raiders and what that score ends up being Sunday in Cleveland.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say 34-21.
Ah.
The Raiders win 34-21. I just think that they're going to have something to prove. I think that the defense is going to have an axe to grind. They're going to show a little something-something because they've been challenged, which kind of leads a little bit up to the Q-tip that I'll get to a little bit later. But either way you look at it, I just think that they got something to prove. I think Derek Carr's got something to prove. I think John Gruden's got something to prove. This team in general, Josh Jacobs, he's not happy by his performance that he had last week. And he's the kind of guy that's going to go out there and instead of just talking about it, be about it, which is what all these guys need to do. You could all talk about how we're going to do better. We need to improve. It's just another next week or whatever. Once you get on the grass, man, you go out there and you show and prove. You make it happen.
You're right. And I agree 100%. I think this is the point two in the season, right? You're six games in. You have 10 more to go, okay?
Exactly.
And I think the seventh and eighth game is when you need to start to have some momentum in the right direction. You can't have the one step forward, one step back thing, right? You have to start to put together, and a caller said earlier, you want to see a streak start to get together. And I think that's definitely true in this case, especially when you've had some of those question marks on defense that we've seen thus far that have occupied the conversation this week in Raider Nation. I, too, have the Raiders winning. I have them 28-14 over the Browns. I know people will laugh at this. I think that the fire was lit under this defense this week, Q. I think this defense, and I don't know who it will be. I don't know if Malik Collins comes out of his shell and has a breakout game. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be him. I don't know if it's going to be someone else that steps up. Maybe it's Maurice Hurst, gets more snaps. Maybe Carl Nassib goes off because they play him where he should be, is seeing his snaps increase more and more each game. Maybe it's the back end. Jonathan Abram leads the team, and they go nuts and they create turnovers. I don't know who it's going to be. To me, that's the big unknown. I just have this gut feeling that this defense is going to get the better of Baker Mayfield. And I think that the offense will get the run game going. They'll have to in the weather conditions. They'll use that short passing game and the run game to control the ball and really dominate the Browns there. I think Myles Garrett will get his. I do. And I think that they're going to have to limit that. But I do like that the fact that that line, with the exception of Richie Incognito, will be back, and that Trent Brown being there will mean the biggest difference in the world for Josh Jacobs and Devontae Booker, who I think will get carries as well. So that's what I got.
You know what's funny is I think that Myles Garrett's really going to kind of have a frustrating day for Myles Garrett. You know, I think that the Raiders are going to do what they did when they played the Bears in London, and everyone was talking about Khalil Mack this, Khalil Mack that. He's going to have his revenge game. He's going to go off. And he never even sniffed Derek Carr. You know, I mean, I think he got there once, got home once, but he never got a sack. He just got a hurry. I think it's going to be a day like that where Myles Garrett leaves there frustrated, wondering what in the world happened.
No, I agree with you. Okay, there you have it. Q's got him 34-21. Our scores are pretty kind of similar. I have them at 28-14, both with the Raiders winning. You tell us what you think, 702-365-9200. And you know what? I feel generous today, Q. Whoever calls in the rest of the show, gives us their score prediction, I'm going to write them down. If you get the closest score prediction, I'm going to give you the next game the Raiders have at home is against the Denver Broncos. And I will get you a limited edition, because fans can't get them, I will get you a game program. And I will send you a free game program if you have the most score. So they'll be collector's items because you can't get them anywhere. But we get some up in the press box. I will give you one of those if you have the most accurate score prediction for Cleveland and Las Vegas. 702-365-9200. We'll step aside. When we come back, it's going to be time for the Q-tip here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.
The autumn wind is a raider, and when it blows, it comes from the Las Vegas desert. Back to Silver and Black today, here on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
There we go, Silver and Black today. Back here on a Friday. Raiders versus the Browns. Who's going to win that puppy? 702-365-9200. We're going to take a couple calls before we get to the Q-tip. You don't want to miss the Q-tip. Always great listening.
And unacceptable.
It's unacceptable?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you.
I was saying
taking a couple calls before we get into the Q-tip.
Oh, gotcha, because you were all geared up. You're ready.
Yeah, but hey, real quick.
Yeah.
I am geared up for this. I wanted to make sure to give this shout out before I forgot. My guy AW on Twitter at Aaron Raiders Fan tweeted, and apparently he just had a brand new daughter yesterday. Maya Rose Williams, he said, joined us yesterday. He said, yeah, my old ass is still having babies. My wife is 18 years younger than me.
Oh, wow. That explains it.
He's robbing the cradle.
Yeah, he is, man. But congratulations and welcome to Maya Rose.
Play is going
to
play.
Yes. Welcome to Maya Rose. Beautiful name, and another member of Raider Nation joins the world.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to get two callers here who are going to get a prediction, and if their prediction is closest to the end result, they will get an official game program from the Denver game here. Sam in Las Vegas. Sam, you're on with Scott and Q. What's going on? What's your prediction?
Hey, guys. How are you guys today?
Good.
Chilling.
Good. Hey, it's Stan, not Sam.
Oh, but Stan. Okay. Are you...
When I win, I want you guys to make sure you get it the right person.
So. Gotcha, Stan.
I'm pulling for the Raiders, obviously, and I'm hoping to see them win, and I think it's going to be a close one, just like the spread is, the odd makers have set. So I'm going to go 30-27 Raiders.
30-27. Stan in Las Vegas says 30-27. I've noted that, and we will...
It's a good one.
What you'll do, too, Stan, you have an assignment here, though. You got to email us at info. You ready? It's easy to remember. info@silverandblacktoday.com.
info@silverandblacktoday.com.
Yeah.
How do you spell that, Scott?
Yeah, it's easy.
How do you spell it?
Okay.
Stop. Don't make me spell. All right, Stan.
Serious. Is it silver and, like the letter?
Yeah.
Or
good.
And?
Okay, I got you now. Yes, it's got the and, the whole and word.
See?
Silver and. Yeah, no, because on domains you can't have the and sign.
Exactly.
So there you go. There you go. All right. Good point, Q. I appreciate that. Okay.
See, I'm here for you, brother.
You are, always. We got Stan's prediction, 30-27. He's trying to win the Denver program from when the Raiders come home next to do it. Now we're going out to Greg in Henderson. Greg, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Chilling.
I have a disclaimer. I'm a Browns fan.
That's okay.
I heard your predictions there just a minute ago. you guys got the Raiders by two scores. I don't know.
I do.
I think it's going to be closer, but the Browns are going to win 32-24. It's going to be lower scoring than I thought because of the weather.
Okay, so you have the Browns, Greg, who's a Browns fan, 32-24. All right, we got you, man. Yep. We got you noted.
Let me don't hang up.
Okay.
Is he still there? Okay. Yeah. Hey, what are your thoughts on the Browns? I mean, you guys are sitting there at 5-2 right now. Obviously, OBJ is out for the season, but Baker Mayfield's there. Jarvis Landry's there. Got a really good run game. Myles Garrett, of course. Just what are your overall thoughts and impressions of the team so far this year?
Okay. I like what I'm seeing in the new coaching staff with Stefanski.
Okay.
There's a plan every game. They execute the plan. We can see adjustments. I know they got torched by Baltimore and Pittsburgh, but those are very good teams. They have much of the same problems the Raiders do with their defensive side of the ball, especially in the secondary. You guys probably know that. Mm-hmm. But Myles Garrett is absolute, I think, defensive MVP candidate so far.
Agreed.
There you go.
Good stuff.
And when Greg, when are you going to become a Raiders fan?
No, probably never. But you know, I'm glad for the city here.
Yes,
it's very exciting for the team, for the fans out here. It's a good football town. A lot before this happened, everyone thought Vegas is not a football town. I think they are.
Yes,
and I'm glad for the city. I feel bad for the people in Oakland because I went through that. I lived in Cleveland when the Browns moved in 1995, and that's not a good feeling. But it's all good. They're here now.
That's so awesome. Well, Greg, thanks for the call, man. We got your score. We got you noted. And we will get in touch with you, too, if you win it. So thanks for that. And we'll hear from a Browns fan. He's listening to Raider Nation Radio.
I'm about to say, that's the most important thing. I don't care who he's a fan of. He's listening to us on the radio. So that's all that really matters. So shout out to Greg.
You got to love
it. G-Money.
You got to love it. All right, we got our last prediction here before we get to the Q-tip. It's Alan in Las Vegas. Alan, what do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I think it's going to be a close game. I got 27-24 either team. I mean, obviously, I hope it does. But, I mean,
you got to pick one, though,
it's
man.
It's going to be a close game. I mean, hey, the weather is we'll see if it rains. It's going to be windy. And like I told JT yesterday, four of those Browns wins. Two against the Bengals, one against Washington, and one against the Cowboys. Uh-huh. This is a real test for them, and it's a better test for us.
Okay, so are you going to take the Raiders then?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, got it. I got it. Okay, Alan, we got your score prediction. We appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much. Okay, it's now time for that time. That time, of course, is time for the Q-tip.
I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
You know, Scott, you kind of led into the Q-tip a little earlier in the show. We kind of touched on it a little bit. But it's just talking about the state of the defense. It's something that's been talked about all week long here on the show, on multiple podcasts, nationally. Everyone's talking about the defense, how terrible it is. And, you know, you alluded to the fact that, hey, I think that they really, got coached up, you know, was really pushed in practice. And you know, they're going to obviously, or at least they say they're going to make some changes. So we should see something that's a little bit different, come Sunday. But I just think that these guys, more importantly than anything, Scott, I think they're going to go out there with that pride, man. Go out there and just know that, hey, right now we're the weak link on this team, and we're not going to be the weak link. Because as it goes in any sport, you are only as good as your weakest link. So if this weak link is going to be what it's been, at least last week, what it was against Tampa Bay, it's going to be all bad for the Raiders. So I think they know that. And I really do think that they're going to come out there with that sense of urgency, that sense of pride, and that sense of want to. And they're just going to get after it, and they're going to show who they can be and just really prove that what we saw on Sunday against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady was more of just a bad day in the office than what they're going to be consistently the rest of the way. At some point, man, it doesn't matter if you're a new dude in the league, if you're learning a new scheme, if you have injuries. At some point, man, you pull up your pants, you tie tighten up your belt buckle and you just get after it and just go and just do what you know how to do. What got you to the league? Now that you're there, take that next step. I really honestly believe in this game. Everyone, kind of like what I said earlier, is talking about Myles Garrett and how much he's going to dominate the game. I think you're going to see a big game from Mad Max Crosby. I think you might even see 3 sacks from Mad Max. I didn't really want to put that number out there. Didn't want to put any pressure on him. I just think he's going to get into a groove, and that's exactly who he is. He's one of those guys that gets into a groove and gets lathered up, and once he starts feeling like, you can't stop me, then you really can't stop him. He just got to get going. I think that that's what we see on Sunday.
Nice. Bring in the fire. I love it, Q. And you know what too? I like your prediction with Max Crosby. I think it's time for him, and I think he was challenged a little bit by what he said in his press conference. It kind of spoke to me that maybe that fire was lit under all of them, but with Max Crosby, he's such a competitive dude that I just think, you know, and he wants to prove that
last year. And he's the guy.
And he's the guy. And he wants to prove that last year was not a fluke. And
right.
So I think he's heavily motivated. I also, and this is complete wishful thinking, I have no indication that it will be it, but I'm just going to look for, and I want to see so badly, Corey Littleton to have a big game.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's something that's got to happen, man.
Yes.
And we talked about it multiple times this week that Paul Gunther just needs to sit down with him and say, hey, how do I make you great?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Right now you're playing average at best. How do I make you great? What makes you comfortable? What makes you go? And just do it. Just as simple as that. Sometimes you got to get out of what you think that you know and how it has to be done and just kind of reinvent yourself and just do what makes the players that you have, the weapons that you have, you've got to be able to use them in the correct way and set it up, man, and set them up for success. That's what they got to do.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm going on record, and you can make fun of me if you want. Corey Littleton will get his first interception.
Okay.
In this game. Man, I think he's going to pick Baker Mayfield.
Man, I'm talking about 3 sacks. You're talking about interception.
I know.
They're going to come out looking like Tampa Bay. That's their stud defense.
I know. People are going to think we're like fanboys or something. But no, I just think, look, because the flip side of this coin, Q, in this game is that the Raiders absolutely play horrible. And if they do that, there's going to be, I believe, a meltdown and on the defense. And if that happens, that's bad for everybody. And I believe the Raiders, look, they don't make the right call on everything in his organization. But I do believe that the guys that they have in place, what they saw is there. For whatever reason, they haven't been able to get it out of them. But after last week, that was kind of the alarm clock going off. So if the alarm clock went off and nobody gets up, then there's bigger problems. And I'm not saying that necessarily even they have to win the game, per se. As long as they come out and they don't get run over and they don't give up 3rd and 13s to Baker Mayfield when the game is on the line, I think that will set a tone for this team defensively as they start to get into the middle weeks of the NFL season where you really position yourself well for the playoffs and trying to get that wild card spot.
Exactly right. I just think that they're going to come out fired up. And they're going to keep it throughout the game instead of just, you know, little spurts here, little spurts there. I think they really have been challenged. I think that's the best word. I think you said it right when you just said they've been challenged all week long by the coaching staff. And, you know, to see what these guys are made of. You always know what people are made of when challenges hit, when adversity hits. You know, how do you respond to it? That's how you know what the heart of a team is going to be. Some guys, they'll rise up and they'll overcome the challenge. And some guys will melt and crumble and fade away. And, you know, this will let you know who you're going to be after that performance that they did defensively last week. They come out and do something similar to that. Well, then that's probably just who they're going to be. And if they come out there on Sunday and step their game up and have a really good day and show what they can be, then you know that there's light at the end of the tunnel and that they're headed in the right direction.
Right. And what they need to do is they need to look on their own team and look at their offensive line, who's had more challenges than anybody on that squad. I mean, the stuff that that offensive line has been through. And yes, the offensive line has had its bad moments, but overall what they've been able to do with constant injuries and the COVID stuff with Trent Brown and all that is a good example of what you have to do. It doesn't mean you're going to be the best offensive line with all those guys out, but let me tell you, when those guys like Sam Good or Sam Young and Denzel Good and all those guys and John Simpson, when they all subbed in and did good jobs, that's what that defense has to look at and says, hey man, we're faced with this now. We got to go out and show people that we're not going to roll over. We're not some 0-6 team that's out of the playoffs already, and so we're not even going to think about it. We need to go off and show that, listen, we are professional football players in the National Football League. We wear that shield on the side of our silver and black helmets, and that shield comes with responsibility, the responsibility to go out and play hard and do the best that you can. And maybe it is the best that we can, and they've missed on these guys. I don't know. I don't think that's the case. I think you got to go out. And if it was me and I'm John Gruden, I have somebody in that locker room from the old school Raiders who comes in, rips some backside, and gets these guys fired up to go out there and win that game, Q. I really think that this is it. This is it. You got to be able to do it.
I think you go out there and you do exactly the opposite of what the Cowboys are doing. Because the Cowboys defense has been statistically just as bad, actually a little bit worse than the Raiders. But they kind of all look and just point the finger and say, oh, well, it's the coach's fault. The coach stinks. We don't understand the system, the scheme. So we're just going to, just basically fail.
Yeah.
I don't think that the Raiders are cut like that. And I don't think John Gruden's going to allow them just to roll like that. You know what I mean? I think he's going to challenge them and Paul Gunther's going to challenge them. And I think these guys are going to step up to the plate where the Cowboys are going to do, like I said earlier, just kind of melt away.
That's right. Chucky needs to come out. It needs to be all exactly. All Chucky, all
the
time.
I need to go back to Hard Knocks. I need better execution.
If we could only say that. All right. We're going to take our final break here. Appreciate you guys being with us. We'll take another couple score predictions if you want to get online to win that program from the Denver game coming up, the Raiders' next home game. 702-365-9200 is the number. Also coming up will be Vinny Bonsignor, who will join us live from Cleveland. We'll get a weather report for him first, and then we'll talk a little bit about what the Raiders need to do to beat the Browns and Baker Mayfield in Cleveland on Sunday. You're with Q and Scott here on Silver Black Today, Raider Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Silver and Black Today. Here's Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
Back on Silver and Black Today on this Friday, Raider Nation Radio, Scott Gulbranson, your boy Q Myers with you. And before we get and go out to Cleveland to talk to Vinny Bonsignor, first we're going to get a couple more. We got two more listeners who want to get in their score prediction. We're going out to the Inland Empire out in Cali, and we're talking to Frank first. Frank, what is your score prediction?
28-20, Raiders.
All right, there you go. All right, 28-20.
Short and sweet, to the point, man. Just drop that.
But Waller is going to eat that first half. He is going to get fed.
There you go.
Jacobs is going to dominate the second as they wear him down. Their defense is going to man up and make a big stop at the end of the game. Cleveland's going to try to score, and they're going to hold them.
Wow.
Raiders are going to prevail. Tight game. It's going to be a guts-out game.
And
Raiders are going to prevail, show them what they can do on the road. Carr's going to sit there and have a hot hand in the cold weather.
There you go. And Frank, you know what? You're the only person. Take care, Frank. You're the only person who's picked the score in line with the Vegas sports books being under 51. So there you go. So he might have a good chance. Then we're going back out for our last one here. Ryan in Las Vegas. Ryan, what's your score prediction?
27-24 Raiders. I think Carr leads him down the field for a final last-second field goal. The weather is supposed to be real windy out in Cleveland, so I think Jacobs has a big game. I'm hoping for a few touchdowns for my fantasy team.
All right, there you go, Ryan.
Wait, let me ask him this, Scott.
Yeah, go.
How long is that field goal in that wind?
Let's say it's going to be between Let's say the 47 yarder.
Whoa.
47 yarder to win the game. Let's go.
With the wind at his back.
At his back, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Ryan. Thanks, man. Good I appreciate stuff. You. Take care. Have a great weekend. Okay. We're going out live now to Cleveland, and we bring in our good friend and teammate here, Vinny Bonsignor, who, of course, is the beat writer for the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Make sure you read his work there. Also hosts In the Huddle alongside Lincoln Kennedy next here at 4 o'clock on Raider Nation Radio. Vinny, first of all, how's the weather?
It's chilly. There's no doubt about it. It's just something that the Raiders are going to have to deal with. It's supposed to get even colder come Sunday and maybe even wet. So there's some issues that the Raiders have to deal with. But, you know, these guys have played all over the country. When you talk about all the different colleges that these guys went to, everybody's played in adverse conditions. I don't expect that to be the reason that the Raiders lose or win, for that matter.
Well, there you go. Vinny, what about the Trent Brown, obviously, at practice today? He's on a short week because of the COVID protocol and him coming off the COVID list. Is there any real concern about Trent Brown being able to pick up the game plan?
No, not the game plan. He's obviously been kept abreast of what's going on. There's always Zoom meetings and all the above-the-shoulder stuff is guys are getting more used to being able to put all that together during the week without even necessarily being in the building. So I don't expect that to be an issue. But, you know, he is coming off COVID-19. He's only played one full game this year. He hasn't practiced in 3 weeks. Today was his first practice in 3 weeks. And, you know, a Friday practice isn't a normal practice. So where is he physically? His wind, his stamina, where are his legs? All of those issues, I think, are much more, you know, pertinent than where he is on the game plan. And we're going to have to see. And as John Gruden said today, we're going to have to find out on Sunday where this is all heading and if Trent Brown is going to be able to play.
Vinny, I said earlier that I felt like part of the game plan that the Raiders were going to have on Sunday versus Cleveland and Myles Garrett in particular is kind of similar to the game plan and the approach they had when the Raiders played the Bears in London and Khalil Mack was the big story and he was going to come back and just wreck shop on his former team. And they really kept him off and away from Derek Carr. I kind of feel like they're going to have that same approach where they have so much attention on Myles Garrett, they're going to force that Browns defense to have someone else beat him.
No doubt about it, and that's where Trent Brown becomes a big addition, you know, or re-addition. If you could have both of your bookend tackles, Colton Miller and Trent Brown, it's going to make it harder for Myles Garrett to pick a side to try to dominate. And, you know, if you start talking about Sam Young, who hasn't shown that he can stay healthy through the course of a game, or Brandon Parker, or moving Denzel Good back to right tackle, if you're talking about the three backups, you know that Myles Garrett is going to be licking his chops because he's going to be able to, I wouldn't say dominate those matchups, but those are matchups that are work in his favor, no question about it. Whereas Trent Brown, Colton Miller on a steady diet of those two players, I'm not saying that they're going to shut him out, but it's going to be a lot more difficult for him to make his presence felt going against two really good tackles.
No doubt about it. Vinny Bonsignor from In the Huddle coming up next at 4 o'clock with Lincoln Kennedy. And Vinny, we look at the Raider defense. Of course, it's dominated a lot of the conversation and the concerns. When you look at this team and what they're going to do, we've heard all week about some changes coming, maybe a little bit schematically, some adjustments here and there, and then maybe some personnel that might see some more playing time. What do you expect there? Who do you expect to see more of and maybe less of?
That's just a great question because we don't know. We did have Isaiah Johnson on our show yesterday, and he said that there's definitely going to be changes that basically the fans are going to be able to pick up on. He wouldn't reveal the secrets, obviously. In terms of their approach, players' approach, he said it's the same, but there are some things that they're going to be doing differently, and I'm anxious and fascinated more than anything to find out what that's going to look like. As of right now, we don't really know. Could David Irvin get a shot? Jones, you know, who played well against Kansas City, is he going to get more of an opportunity? Carl Nassib, who hasn't played bad, is he going to get more time? Maybe you move Clee Farrell inside. Is Arden Key in danger of maybe not playing as much? He hasn't played that well, obviously, after a pretty strong training camp. So is there going to be more blitzing? You know, are they going to take some chances in that regard? Sure hasn't been working consistently enough just rushing four players. Maybe you change it up a little bit in that regard. But it's going to be really interesting to see exactly what this Raider defense looks like. And, you know, just hearing some of the guys talk as well, I think there's a little bit of pride that's been hurt because mm-hmm. a lot of the blame, a lot of the fingers have been pointing outside the building, not necessarily inside the building, right at that defense. And, you know, these guys are professional athletes. They hear it. They understand that they haven't lived up to expectations yet or really held their end of the bargain. It's time for them to do that. And you listening to some of these guys talk, you feel like maybe they're ready to do just that. And they're tired of getting criticized. And that could be something that, you know, pushes them forward on Sunday.
You know, another element of the game that I said I'd like to see earlier in the show, I was saying that I'd like to see the Raiders go to more press man-to-man coverage instead of going always in zone and having that, you know, that 10 yards off. And I'd like to see that press in your grill bump that wide receiver off his route. Do you think you might see that a little bit more implemented into the defense?
Yeah, I'm not so sure across the board. I think if Damon Arnette was in the game, I think you might see that on both sides between he and Trayvon Mullen. I think Trayvon Mullen is well-equipped to deal with that. Not so sure with Nevin Lawson and the other players that they have on the other side at this point without Damon. So, you know, that becomes a little bit risky. And you know, Paul Gunther mentioned it yesterday, and I understand what he's saying. For everything that you try to do, there's a give and take. You know, if you're going to blitz more, yeah, you better get there.
Get home.
If you don't, exactly, that quarterback has open areas and more room to operate downfield and bigger windows to throw and, you know, open field to attack. So you have to, it has to be taken care of. If you're going to do it, it has to be done right. And guys have to be effective doing it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. And B, you leave the backside vulnerable. And the same thing with press coverage. In theory, yeah, you would love to see guys be able to do that and disrupt, you know, some of what these wide receivers have been able to do against the Raiders. And it does get frustrating, I'm sure, for fans to see, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 yard gains just because guys are playing off of these wide receivers. But at the same time, do you leave yourself vulnerable to big plays because guys get beat off the line of scrimmage and the safety help, let's face it, it's a kind of a question mark. You know, Jonathan Abram's going to play this week. But, you know, on the other side of that, with Eric Harris or Jeff Heath, are they going to be able to supply the kind of coverage on the back end to make sure that that doesn't happen on a consistent basis if you go to a press coverage?
And, Vinny, I called it earlier, and it is total wishful thinking because I really liked the guy and was excited that he came here. But this is the game Corey Littleton comes out. I have the feeling, I don't know why I'm just saying that, but it would be great for him to come out and do that. And I think against the Browns, Baker Mayfield, he might have the chance to do it. I'm going to look a little bit ahead here, Vinny, past the Browns game, only because I know we got good news about Bryan Edwards this week. He's not going to play Sunday in Cleveland, you know, short of a surprise, him coming out there, but most likely not. But if you look at Bryan Edwards then going into next week when they come back to the West Coast to play the Chargers, you suddenly have sort of a logjam, don't you? I mean, Nelson Aguilar has done such a great job playing there for him. He also plays the slot. What do you do if you're the Raiders once Edwards is back and you have Edwards and Aguilar and Ruggs and Renfro? What's going to give there?
I don't know. I mean, and you want to get Bryan Edwards on the field. He brings his own, you know, skill set to the table, something that the Raiders don't necessarily have in that big physical wide receiver. And there's a lot of high hopes for him out of training camp moving forward. So he's going to get his snaps. Nelson Aguilar has proven that he belongs on the field. There's no question about that. I do think between mixing it up a little bit with Bryan Edwards and Nelson Aguilar and Hunter Renfro, because Nelson definitely plays the slot, I think you'll be able to find a healthy mix for all of those guys. And one thing we should keep in mind, at least initially, is where is Edwards completely? Is he completely healthy? Is it 95%? Is it 90%? At the very least, with Nelson Aguilar playing so well, you don't have to rush Bryan Edwards into heavy, heavy snaps because you know you have a proven commodity in Nelson Aguilar. But I do think between those three or among those three, there's going to have to be some take, I guess you want to say. You know, they're all going to have to be content with the snaps that they get because all three of them are good and all three of them deserve to be on the field.
Vinny, I know you put out a piece on the Las Vegas Review-Journal about trades. The trade deadline comes up on Tuesday, November 3rd, Election Day. It's also my birthday. But either way, just want to hey, thank you. But just wanted to know, is there anything that you're hearing, anything you're feeling, any possible moving and shaking the Silver and Black might be making?
It's, you know, the thing is you have to keep in mind bringing on salary and the assets going out. And, you know, you have to be honest with yourself, too. Could the Raiders make a big move? I mean, theoretically, yes. But all right, are they really at that point where they should do that? You know, everything is about windows when you talk to general managers and, you know, as teams take an honest look at themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, is Gilmore worth the kind of investment that you would have to make in him? Are the Raiders that close where they're one player away from really, you know, making some noise? Or is it better just to kind of hold off a little bit longer, trust the process? I know that's a cliche, but you know, you feel good about where you're headed. And maybe this defense needs one more good draft and another offseason of free agency and some whatever trades you can make in the offseason. Is that the better route? Could you make a smaller move? Yeah, I could definitely see that. You know, maybe with adding another defensive lineman, Atkins from Cincinnati, I think is gettable. And it wouldn't be a high cost to get him, I don't think. So that's a deal that you would look at, that kind of a caliber of a deal. But still, anything that you're going to get, you have to give something up. And are the Raiders at that point in their building process to think along those lines, especially when it comes to a bigger move?
All right, Vinny Bonsignore coming up next with Lincoln Kennedy on In the Huddle here on Raider Nation Radio. Vinny, safe travels. Thanks as always, and have a great show.
Stay warm. All right, you guys have a good one. Happy birthday, Q.
Thank you, brother.
There you go.
All right, man. All right. Appreciate it.
All right, Vinny Bonsignore. Yeah, Q, I mean, that was well said, I think, by Vinny on the trade stuff. I'm not a fan of Geno Atkins where he's at right now. By the
Me
way, Stephon Gilmore with a little knee injury. So
yeah, I saw that.
So I don't know how much value he'd have there. But I think Raider fans just need to be patient. I know it's hard because it's been a long, long time. But you don't want to over-pursue somebody and overpay at this point.
No, you don't. I just wanted to know if there was anything that he might have been hearing or feeling or thinking that there could be a possibility. And I will say, even though I think like a Stephon Gilmore would be a pipe dream and that it wouldn't really happen, I could just see that lineup. And I know people have asked me, like, well, why would you want to bring him in? You already got Arnett and you got Mullen, too. Where are you going to put him? Hell, you could put Gilmore right in the slot and you could have a three-headed monster. Mullen, Arnett, and Gilmore. I mean, that would be nasty right there. And then you could kick LaMarcus Joyner back to safety that they've been so hesitant to do. Maybe we'll see that on Sunday.
There you go.
I might go outside and do a backflip if we see LaMarcus Joyner line up as a safety.
Yes, and I'll hear your
And I can't even do a backflip.
I'll hear your cheer all the way in Las Vegas if that happens.
Man, I'm telling you, if they put him back there at safety, I don't know what I'll do. I last time I said something like that, I got myself in some trouble. So let me just go ahead and shut it on down.
No tattoos.
No, exactly. Still waiting on that.
All right, Q, have a good weekend, my man. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. For Q Myers and Bobby Machado, I am Scott Gilbranson. Remember, do me a favor. Honor my buddy Brian. Call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time. Life is short. You never know when you'll lose somebody. So make sure you do that for me this weekend. And remember how important the people in your life are here. And we will talk to you Monday. Let's hope it's a victory Monday for the Raiders as they head on to Cleveland. Vinny's coming up next with Lincoln in the huddle here on Raider Nation Radio. Thanks to all of you. We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio. Take care, everybody.